Well, ordinarily, this would be, the Sunday school hour, but not really an hour. Don't make it too wordy here. It would ordinarily be the time that we would have a Sunday school class that Priscilla would lead, or every third Sunday my wife will prepare something. She's usually not able to be here anymore. She has MS, and it's just gotten to be harder for her to come. But she always does what she can. She takes care of those PowerPoints, that I make the Braille large print from, and then every third Sunday, she will go ahead and prepare a lesson on the recording I'll usually bring in. But today, we're unexpected, but that's all right. One of the things that I've also been trying to do, unfortunately, means you're stuck with me a lot more than normal. One of the things I've been trying to do, though, with our Sunday school time is have it be more a time that all of us are able to bring the things that maybe the Lord has shown us over the time that we've out, something that that He showed us in our spirit, something that we learned out of our Bible study time, just whatever it is, we can all share and benefit so that when you come, there's an expectation. I know I'm repeating myself, but when you come, there's an expectation that you might have something to share with the folks that are here, that God has shown you so that we can all benefit, because that's what it's supposed to be about. We don't have a lot of time together, so let's maximize the time that we do have together. So having said all of that, is there anybody that would like to share?
I'll do it.
All right.
Some of you don't know this, but back the beginning of July, I had a meltdown and ended up in Richardson Methodist Behavioral for 3 weeks. And this gentleman sitting on my left, I met him while I was in the hospital, and God brought us together for a reason. He's got a reason for bringing us together, and I don't know what it is yet, but my mom told me, she says, I think God has answered one of my prayers. One of her biggest prayers was that I would find a companion to do things with and get a chance to get out of the house a little bit. And God has shown me that I don't give you more than you can bear.
Amen.
He absolutely takes care of us. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but He absolutely takes care of us. That's true. My niece, that we had the birthday party yesterday, asked me, she made some kind of comment about music, and I said, I hear your grandpa in that. And she said, well, what else do you disagree with grandpa on? I said, look, I absolutely respect my dad, and there's very little daylight between us on most subjects that matter. So, I said, if I disagreed with him, I probably wouldn't tell him.
There you go.
Because he's somebody that I absolutely respect, and you should too. Yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that. There was something profound in there, but it's gone. Hey, would anybody else like to share something? God has
since Tim has been down and whatever, it's me trying to have a lot more patience with him and letting him do it himself, because his ADHD comes into play, plus this global aphasia stuff. But other than that, he is doing a lot better than I can really give him credit for half the time. But he always wants to give me praise for being his moral support. But it's him and actually God that help him along the way. We pray every morning, we pray every night. And hopefully his right arm will start getting better. He keeps telling me to do it, but that's all we're doing, and we're doing a lot of exercises on our own about it. So hopefully the nerve endings will connect to the brain.
That's a very that we keep praying for that, we keep expecting that. I know sometimes it's a challenge, especially when you grow up believing in God and serving as best you know how, and all of a sudden something happens, you're like, what, God? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. But he's still there, he's still good, he's still teaching us, showing us. I like to call life here on earth boot camp. It's boot camp for what's coming, and I truly believe that what's coming is far greater adventure than we could ever possibly imagine. But what you're doing is absolutely the right thing. I remember my mom telling me when, it hadn't been that many years ago, I was talking to her about something. She said, yeah, when you were little, I had to let you run into things. Because if I didn't, you wouldn't understand what you could do and what you couldn't do. You had to figure out for yourself where your limits were. And I thought, wow, what a profound and what a difficult, can you imagine as a parent? I know most of you are parents. And you have to sit there and watch your blind child crash into a coffee table or whatever it might be. Because you know, the only way they're going to learn that you can't run full tilt into something you can't see is if they could.
So true.
Have to figure out, and a lot of things people think that I wonder what people would think if they see me in the house with Linda. Because a lot of times, I don't do anything while she's trying to do something. But I don't do anything, not because I don't want to, but because I know the more she does for herself, the better, the longer she's going to last. The stronger she's going to be, the better she's going to be able to continue on. So unless she asks me, if she asks me, I'll jump in and do whatever. But unless she asks me, I'll let her do it. Now sometimes there's a miscommunication there, a miscue, and she gets a little upset with me.
I had to shave him in the beginning, he shaved himself, and this morning he missed the pants, and I was going to go and muck him, and he goes, no! Just point to it, and I'll get it.
Anything else the Lord's put on somebody's heart? I do really appreciate the way that that y'all have jumped in and committed to making this work. It's been a difficult season for us, but we're all here. We're still going. We're inviting people. People are showing up. I believe that, as I've said, and I'll keep saying, God has a mission yet and a purpose for this church. And we're going to continue on. And he's going to do great things.
Amen.
Well, I know that the kids are still having their Sunday school out in the back, and I guess I probably should have prepared a little something extra just in case they kind of went down. We've been doing some great with these ad hoc sharing sessions that I didn't foresee the need to add anything to the mix. Besides, y'all gonna hear enough of me before it's over with the mix. So, Pastor, you might. What's on your heart? You got something to share?
Well, can I stand?
I'm a
stander and a walker when I talk.
Feel free.
Well, good morning, everyone. I was sitting listening to everyone, and thoughts started to run through my head as to this great church and the legacy it had and some of the stuff, the prayer requests that was petitioned before us. And one of the things that I thought about that could encourage us would be this phrase, focus on the mission, not the condition. Focus on the mission, not the condition. A lot of times we have things that come up, heard about your mother, we heard about Sister Whitmore, we heard about a sister with a stomach virus. And a lot of times what the devil tries to do is he allows circumstances and situations to try to knock us off track, try to get us to go down a different road. But God was speaking into my spirit to say, to tell you, focus on the mission, the things that you originally came to join this church for, seeking and saving the lost, finding a place of worship for those with disabilities, helping those who are less fortunate. The food pantry. I did some homework on you before coming over here. The food pantry you've had to feed those who don't have food. God is saying today, focus on my mission, and I'm going to take care of your conditions. You're here serving. God is home taking care of your mother.
My mother's right here with
you. Oh, your mother's here. Mother's here. Hi, mother. So mother's here. God is taking care of you. And God wants us to continue to focus on the things of Him. One of the things I've learned in my life is that the more time you spend handling God's business, the less time you spend worrying about your own. God has a way of taking care of our business when we're faithful to taking care of His. And you know, and focusing on that mission, it's going to be hard because some people are going to bring some things that you might not want to do or say some things you might not want to hear, but God is still bringing it to the forefront of my mind. Why did I bring you to Bartimaeus? Focus on that mission and not the condition you're in. We're all going to have some conditions. I look pretty good with this suit on, I must say, but up underneath these clothes, there are some scars, there are some wounds from being on the battlefield for the Lord. And some of you may be dealing with your own wounds, your own scars, your own injuries that you may have received on the battlefield. But if you stay focused to what God has told you to do, He will take care of you. And He will do what you have asked Him to do. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
If you don't mind, I'll say something.
Okay.
Lately, I've been thinking of who I am and as a person. And a lot of the stuff, memories come up, and most of them are here from when I was a kid. Growing up here, as well as a few other places, that pretty much I'm home. What matters?
Amen. Amen.
Well, when he said something about focusing on the mission, I was thinking, I started going to a Bible study about 3 years ago. They had it during the school year. And they kind of change up on the teachers and different, the people in the class is all changed up every year. But a lady I met today, this year, her name is Sybil, and her husband has some kind of issues with a wound not healing. And I meant to pray for him, but I forgot. But this is what I'm making this. I'm making a note at him to put across his lap or whatever. Because he likes, she was saying that he likes the saints. They came from New Orleans when the last hurricane came through. One of those hurricanes came through. So they've been in Dallas for a while. So I don't know, because I can't remember what she said his name was, but her name is Sybil. I just want to add to her to them and the prayers.
Right. Well, hopefully I'll remember to go forward and pick that up when I write them down to see.
I've got her, let's see, I might find her the name in my phone if I look through there.
All right, I see people are drifting back in, so let's say a closing prayer and move on with the service. Anybody want to say that closing prayer?
I will.
All right.
Lord, bless you, prayer report and prayer request as they're laid at your feet. Thank you for taking care of the sick, the lonely, the weak, and the lost. Thank you for providing our soldiers food on the battlefield. Keep our soldiers and our elected officials safe, and help us all to do what you want us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.